But Rosamond's audience with the Queen had not gone as anticipated. And now she was back in the palace's guest quarters, packing for a trip that might as well have been a suicide mission. She drew a deep, shuddering breath. Have I offended the crown in some way? Does Eudocia not want to make peace with Abrenia? She hauled herself into a sitting position, too agitated to stay still. And where did I put my green knife? Suddenly, absolute silence fell. The normal noises of the palace abruptly cutting off. Rosamond jumped to her feet and ran to the window. Outside, everything had frozen in place. The queen's pet phoenix perched on a flagpole in the courtyard, golden tail feathers glittering. Guards clad in blue and gold paused mid-step. A nobleman stood with one arm suspended in the middle of an expansive gesture. A woman appeared. Not through a door or the window. No, she simply blinked into existence at Rosamond's elbow. Her outfit was incongruously modern. A striped blue shirt, blue-framed glasses, and tightly bunned red hair with a rollerball pen stuck through it. She and Rosamond were otherwise almost identical, and as the second woman appeared, the truth of the matter dropped into Rosamond's brain, like a stone into a pond. I am the main character in this woman's story. And her author looked peeved. Lady Rosamond Hawkehurst, Caroline said testedly, you really need to calm down. The details regarding your trip to Abrenia aren't that important. I was going to fill them in later. Rosamond sat back down on the bed. It's not that important that I'm taking a week-long trip to my homeland in a time of war. She nodded her hands in her lap, willing herself to patience. Caroline, I heard rumors that Queen Eudocia was considering a peace treaty with King Roland, so I came to offer my services as an envoy. A bold and risky move, said Caroline, as if this hadn't been her idea in the first place. But it makes perfect sense, seeing as... She produced a worn, leather-bound notebook from thin air and flipped it to a page entitled Family Tree. While you live in Bavoria now, you're King Roland's sister-in-law, and originally from Abrenia. And won't it be nice to see your little sister again, and call her Your Majesty?